So let's take a
Sure.
minute now and
Yeah.
just pray, and then we'll get into our study.
对，我们现在花1分钟的祷告，然后开始我们的学习。
Lord, we are so thankful for your goodness to us.
李主啊，我们非常感恩您对我们的良善。
And we remember that so many in the world today are in deep distress.
所以我们也知道呢，在世界上有很多人呢，在深深的苦难中。
Some, Lord, are in countries like Iran, and the entire country is in confusion and distress.
所以呢，有些国家像伊朗一样，他们现在呢，整个国家呢，都在比较混乱，并且比较痛苦。
And so, in that land, we pray a special blessing and protection upon Amir's loved ones and family.
就在那片土地上呢，我们特别呢，祈求您的特别的祝福和保护，保护阿米尔的家人。
And we pray, Lord, that many will turn from sin and put their trust in the Savior.
所以我们也祷告主啊，就是很多人呢会转离他们的罪，去相信救主。
And Lord, we pray that many will acknowledge that the problems they have are problems that they have chosen sin. And Lord, if they would only turn to the Savior, they would have peace and joy individually. And if the nation were to do so, they would have national peace and joy.
所以主啊，我们知道呢，这很多的这些事情的发生呢，是因为他们自己的罪。所以呢，我们就祷告每一个人呢，他们会转向主，寻求救主，这样他们自己呢，就会每个人方面有这样的喜乐和平安。如果整个国家悔改的话，整个国家也会有平安。
So for that land, and in particular, Amir's family and contacts, we pray blessing upon them all.
所以说啊，在那个土地上呢，我们祈求您的那个祝福和那些祷告，在那个阿米尔的全部的家人身上。
And Lord, we're praying for the blessing of God upon each one of us. You know our needs, you know our wanderings. You know the need that we have to be close to the Lord Jesus Christ.
李主啊，我们也祈求您的赐福我们在座的每一个人，因为您知道我们的需要，也知道我们的彷徨，也知道我们所有的一切，我们所有要做的都是要靠近我们的救主。
And so we thank you for your love and mercy, and we pray that you will draw us close to yourself even this evening, Lord.
所以主啊，我们感谢您的那个爱和怜悯，所以呢，我们就祷告，今天晚上呢，您会吸引我们每一个人呢，都靠近您。
Now we thank you for the Spirit of God who has been given to us to teach us, and we pray that He will teach each one tonight.
所以呢，我们感谢您的赐给我们圣的圣灵，这样呢，来教导我们，所以我们祈求您今天晚上您的圣灵教导我们每一个人。
And so we're giving thanks now for your kindness, your blessing, and your promises.
所以呢，我们现在献上感恩，为了您的慈爱，为了您的就是祝福，为了您的就是应许。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So,
Amen.
again, welcome to all. Good to see each one.
Amen. 再次欢迎所有的人，非常高兴看到每一个人。
I believe last week we got down in our studies to the book of Luke, chapter 8, and verse 21.
我相信呢，我们上次呢学到了《路加福音》第8章的第21节。
And the logic flow of the book of Luke has been that the disciples have been learning about the Lord, learning about the truth of the Lord. We've watched the Lord pursue his ministry.
其实这个里面呢，就是在那这里的问题，就是他的主的门徒们呢，他们就说是在寻求主，来追求他的真理。
But the disciples still had a lot to learn, and the masses had a lot to learn.
但是呢，那些门徒们呢，他们还有很多东西要学，那个很多那个大众呢，也有很多东西要学。
And so tonight we begin with a couple of stories. I've called them stories of opposition to the work of God.
所以呢，今天呢，我们学习那几个那个就是说是啊故事。这个故事呢，我把它称之为那个神的故事的。
It is true that the devil doesn't like the work of God to progress, and consequently, he works behind the scenes, often to bring about distressing circumstances.
所以这个也是个事实呢。那个魔鬼呢，他不喜欢神的工作。那么说呢，通常呢，他在引起一些这样的事件麻烦子，他是在后面的操纵者，这样呢，给造成压力和苦难。
And so the story now is verse 22. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out.
第二十二节，路加福音8:22，就是有一天，耶稣和他的门徒上了船，他对他们说：“我们渡到湖那边去吧。”他们就开了船。
And then, verse 22, as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy.
第二十三节说呢，他们正行的时候，耶稣睡着了，湖上起了风暴，船里满了水，甚是危险。
One would assume, one would hope that when you're doing the will of God and doing the work of God, everything will go smoothly. The Lord will ensure that there are no problems along the way.
其中的一个想法呢，就是说是当你去做神的工的时候，去服侍神的时候呢，一切都会非常的顺利和，但是呢，主呢会保证这一切过程中呢不会出现问题。
And on many occasions in life, that is precisely what happens, and it's a very delightful experience when it does happen.
所以这个里面，在我们人生中的很多的情况下呢，也是这样发生的。那么说，如果这样发生呢，对我们来说是感到非常欣慰的，我们也非常的受鼓励。
But on other occasions, storms arise.
但是其他情况下呢，风暴会兴起。
Do you remember that there were storms in the life of Job?
你们大家也知道呢，在那个约伯的人生中呢，起了风暴。
And God had protected him for a long time, and then he withdrew his hand, and the evil one was able to stretch forth his hand, and Job fell into great difficulty.
所以呢，神呢保护了约伯呢很长时间，然后呢，神呢把他的手呢收回来了。那么说呢，魔鬼呢就有机会把他的手呢伸向约伯，但是这约伯呢就会有了一段非常艰难的时刻。
Now, this is a similar set of circumstances that is arising. It's not that the storms of life that Job felt were there, but here's a different storm. It's a terrible storm on the lake.
但是这个故事里面呢，就是说是类似的情况发生了。那么这个不是说是像那个约伯人生里的那样的风暴，这个是在这个加利利湖上所兴起的风暴，在门徒们的人生中兴起的风暴。
And the water was coming in.
所以呢，水呢灌进来了。
Now, fortunately, I've had a boat. I've been on several small boats in the water, but I've never been in a bad storm.
那个就是说是我很幸运，因为我以前呢有几条小船，我曾经呢就是说在水上开过船，但是从来呢没碰到过风暴。I
was in one rough sea once with a friend who'd never been on a boat before. He'd never been on the water.
因为我有一次呢，一个朋友和我一起在一条船上，他从来没有坐过船，也从来没有在水面上过。
And as I was driving the boat through the storm, I looked at him. He didn't look good at all. He was scared silly.
因为就是当时呢，我们就是开船的时候，在那个风暴中开船的时候呢，就是我的朋友呢，他的狗看看他，他非常的害怕，都吓傻了。
I said to him, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yes, but I'll be a whole lot happier when we get to land."
他说呢，哦，我没事儿。但是呢，就是说是如果我们到达岸边的时候呢，我会更加的舒服。
These were seasoned fishermen who were with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were panicking. This was a bad storm.
所以这些人呢，他们都是职业的渔民。那么说，当他们碰到这样的风暴的时候，他们都感到惊慌。那么说，这个风暴应该非常的严重。
Verse 24, as they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we're perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
这个里面呢，就说是正在这个时候呢，就是说是他们就叫醒了他，说师傅，师傅，我们伤病了。耶稣起来斥责了狂风，风就止住，平静了。
It's very reassuring to know that the Lord Jesus is in charge of every kind of storm that could arise in your life and mine.
在这个里面呢，我们就是非常的确定，就是说呢，在你我的人生中可能兴起的风暴里面，所有的风暴里面，主都是在掌控一切的。
Sometimes they're very hard.
有时候呢很难。
Sometimes they're scary.
有时候呢很恐惧。
And sometimes they last for a long time.
有时候呢它会持续很久。
But thrillingly, it is the Lord Jesus Christ is in charge of every storm.
但是让我们感到激动的是呢，主耶稣基督呢，在每一个风暴里，他都是在掌控着。
One of the things that I'm amazed at here is that he not only rebuked the wind, but there was a great calm.
所以呢，这一件让我感到惊奇的是呢，主呢，他并不仅仅只是斥责那大风浪，那么说呢，就有一个非常大的平静。
How long does it take for water to calm after the wind goes down?
所以当那个风止住以后呢，要花多长时间才能让那个水平静呢？
And frankly, I would think it would take a long time.
坦率地说呢，我是认为要花很长时间。
Sometimes, if you throw a stone into the water, you'll find that the ripples go out for a long way.
因为有时候你在水里面扔一块石头，你发现呢那个波浪呢会那个持续很久。
And I think there were several miracles here. One of them was that the wind stopped.
有人认为这里有几个神迹在这里。第一个呢，就是封住了。
Another was that the big wave stopped from lapping into the boat.
所以呢，就是第二，另一个呢，就是说大浪呢，它停止往船里灌水了。
But the third miracle was that the water stopped moving. It was a calm that followed, not just a little suppression of the waves.
这个里面的另外一个呢，就是这个水呢，它平静了，它并不是说仅仅只是说是有一点浪变小了，而是完全平静了。
It's thrilling to me that the Lord Jesus was sleeping through this storm.
对我来说呢，感到非常惊奇的是呢，在这个风暴里，主耶稣基督呢，他在睡觉。
That meant that he himself had great faith in God.
所以呢，这个意味着他自己在神里呢有极大的信心。
I guess the logic would be this: if Jesus can sleep, I probably could sleep too.
所以呢，我认为这个逻辑是这样的：如果主耶稣基督呢能够睡觉呢，我也能够睡着。
He knows what God's doing, so I should rest in him.
所以呢，他知道神在做什么，我应该呢去相信他。
Now, verse 25 says, he not only rebuked the water, but he said to them, where is your faith?
第25节说呢，他不仅仅只是斥责风暴、斥责水，他说呢，你们的信心在哪里？
He's basically saying to them, you should have believed me. You should have known that I would not leave you and that there would be a big problem. You don't need to worry. Where's your faith? Don't you believe me?
因为基本上说呢，你们呢应该相信我，相信我，因为我不会撇下你，不会抛弃你们，在你们的问题中，你们在你们所有的问题和麻烦中呢，你们应该相信我。
Who are these people? His disciples.
这些人是谁呢？就是他的那些门徒们。
Well, verse 21 says, he answered and said to them, My mother and my brother are those who hear the word of God and do it. They were hearing the word of God, they were doing it, and they were just as close to the Lord Jesus as his mother and brothers.
对这个里面第21节说呢，他说呢，听到神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄了。所以这些人呢，是听到主耶稣基督的道，并且遵行了，他们是和主耶稣基督呢非常的近的人，近的就像他的母亲和他的弟兄一样。
Do you think that the Lord Jesus would have let his mother and brothers drown?
你认为呢，主耶稣基督会让他的母亲和弟兄淹死吗？
Of course not.
当然不会了，
And so he's not going to let the disciples down.
因为他也不会让他的门徒们那个就是淹死。
And if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and if you're hearing his word and doing it, he won't let you down either.
所以，如果你相信的主耶稣基督为你的救主，你照着他的话去做，他也不会让你倒下。
Very resting and reassuring words.
所以，对我们来说是非常有安息，并且说是双重保障的话。
When the disciples heard it, they were afraid.
因为当他的门徒们听到以后呢，他们开始害怕。
Is that a good thing that they were afraid?
他们害怕是一件好事吗？
Yes, I think it is good. They recognized who he was. They recognized his great power. They recognized what a failure they had been. They were afraid.
因为我们当然是一件好事呢，因为他们已经意识到他是谁，已经意识到了他的大能，所以这样呢，就是说他们这样的害怕，这样的恐惧是非常的对的。
And so the verse ends, they marveled, saying one to another, Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him.
所以他们彼此说："这到底是什么人呀？他吩咐风和水，风和水就听从他。
Well, we've all got to learn more about the Lord, don't we?
我们都要学习更多的关于我们的主，是不是呢？"
And sometimes we learn about him. By him allowing us to go through a storm.
对呢，就是说，是有时候呢，我们学到主呢，是因为呢，他允许我们经历风暴。
And we often learn wonderful things in life, in the storms of life, as well as in the beautiful days of life.
所以我们通常呢，在我们的人生的风暴里学到的东西，比我们在美丽的一天里要学的东西呢多得多。
So they came now, verse 26, to the other side of the lake. Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee.
对，这个电视呢，就是说他们到了加大拉人的地方，就是加利利的对面。
So it's on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, the land of the Gadarenes. That's where they were going.
因为大拿的这个特征是在加利利湖的那个东岸。
It's a strange country.
这是一个奇怪的地方。
It's called the land of the Gadarenes,
所以这个称之为格拉森或者加达纳。
and it is elsewhere called the land of the Gergesenes.
所以其他的地方呢，要称之为就是这个地方叫加大拿。
And so, as often you'll find in scripture, you get two different descriptions, one from each reference that you might find when you're reading your Bible.
因为当你呢读那个圣经的时候，通常呢，会发现一个地方呢，它有2个不同的名字。
And so, when you get the different descriptions, you ask yourself, why the different names?
对，那你碰到这样不同的描述说，你说那为什么有不同的名字呢？
So the word we have here in verse 26 is, excuse me, gatherings.
就是在那个第26节里，我们有的这样一个地方叫加大拿。
Gad was
heard you muted yourself.
one of the tribes, one of the sons of Jacob. It was one tribe of Israel, the Gadarenes.
加大的他呢，就是说是一个那个以色列的其中的一个支派，叫加德。
But it's also called the land of the Gergesenes, and the Gergesenes were Girgashites. They were a family not of Israel, but a family of the Canaanites.
所以这个里面同样称之为格拉森。格拉森呢，他呢其实不是以色列的一个支派，他是那格拉森人呢，他们是那个迦南人的一个支派。
Now, this is therefore a country which has both Jews in it and Canaanites living side by side together.
所以这个里就是说是意味着呢，在这片土地上呢，有犹太人和那个迦南人，他们呢就是紧紧地住在一起。
Was that the plan of God?
这是神的计划吗？
No, the Canaanites were pictures of sin, and they were to be destroyed so that they would not be in the land, so that those in the land would have peace.
所以这里面的就是这不是神的计划，因为呢，迦南人呢代表着罪，代表着罪呢。那么说呢，如果他们住在这片土地上呢，他们本来应该是被消灭的。但是如果他们住在这片土地上呢，这片土地就没有和平了。
So the Gadarenes, they did not destroy the Canaanites. The Canaanites dwelt amongst them, and the country became a country of big problems as a consequence.
所以这个当时的加德那个支派呢，他们并没有毁灭整个的迦南人。迦南人呢，那么说呢，迦南人呢就和他们混住在一起。那么说这样呢，他们在这片土地上呢就产生了极大的问题。
So verse 27 says, when he stepped out on the of the land, there met him a certain man from the city who had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but he lived in the tombs or in the graveyard.
耶稣上了岸就有城里的一个被鬼附了很久的人迎面而来。这个人不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟地里。
There would be a consequence, wouldn't there?
所以这
If part of the country were filled with believers and the other were filled with people who were devoted to wickedness.
所以这个里面呢，就是这里呢，就是存在一个问题，是不是呢？如果这个国家呢，它住的不仅仅只是信徒，还住着一些其他的人的话呢，这里面就会，他们就会吞没他们。
And so the Lord had said to the children of Israel, Destroy the Canaanites, then you can have their land.
所以呢，主呢对以色列人说呢，你呢就是说消灭所有的迦南人，这样呢你就可以拥有他们的地。
And the Gadarene said, No, we'll just live amongst them. We'll let them live with us. We'll live with them. All will be well.
所以呢，迦德人呢就是不，我们不会的全部消灭他们，我们就允许他们和我们住在一起，他住在我们里面，我们和住在他们里面，一切都不会没事的。
So the result was that in this country, not in other parts of the land, but in this part, in this land, just on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, this great evil could prevail because they were neither Gadarenes nor Canaanites. They were a mixture of both.
所以这个里面呢，因此呢，在这个土地上呢，就存在这个极大的问题。他们呢，就是说是在加利利海的那个东边上，那他们呢，允许呢，这样呢，就加德人呢，就是加德森人呢，格德森人住在那里，所以他们呢，就是说是有极大的那个邪恶的势力，他们可以在这个土地上呢去胡作非为。
Now, would Vancouver be a nicer city to live in if there were no wicked people here?
所以我们在温哥华，如果没有坏人、恶人的话呢，是不是一个很好的地方来居住
And the
呢？
answer is, of course it would.
这答案当然是的。
Then what is our responsibility? Should we go out and kill all the non-Christians in Vancouver?
所以，那么我们的责任是什么呢？我们应该出去把所有的温哥华的非基督徒都杀了吗？
No, but we should preach the gospel to them.
So, 不会的，我们应该出去呢，跟他们传福音。
We should tell them the truth of God just like John the Baptist did.
所以，我们应该跟他们传讲着神的真理，就像施洗约翰所做的。
But this is all a picture of our own life.
所以，这些都是我们自己人生的一个画面。
And so, in your life, there's the old nature, the Canaanite nature, and the new nature, the nature of the loving Son of God, if you've trusted Him as Savior.
就在你的人生中呢，你有个老我，你有个老我呢，就像迦南人一样，是最有罪的这个老我。那么说呢，如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主的话呢，你就有一个新我。
And therefore, if you're a believer and you've got a new life, your responsibility is to kill off all the sin in your life. You get rid of each sin as you know it. You say, Lord, help me. I'm going to get rid of this sin. And you kill it off just like they would a Canaanite or a Girgashite.
在这里面呢，就是在那个，因此在你的人生中呢，如果你有了新的生命，你相信了主为你救主，你是一个信徒的话，你就要把你的人生里的所有的罪都杀掉，就是要跟他们去对抗，就像这里一样的，被告知要去把那些格拉森和迦南人全部杀掉一样。
And so, very often in our own lives, there are problems because we don't kill off the sin that's in our life.
所以呢，通常呢，在我们的人生里呢，出现的一些麻烦，通常呢的原因是我们就没有杀死我们人生里的全部的罪。
So, this wicked man, this demoniac, was here, and we now understand why he was here.
所以这个呢，邪恶的人，这个被魔鬼附的人在这里，所以呢，我们就是可以理解他为什么在这里。
So verse 28 says, when he, this demoniac, saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me.
所以第28节说，他见了耶稣，就俯伏在他面前，大声喊叫着说：“至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么关系？求你不要折磨我。
So it's interesting. The devil knows who Jesus is, doesn't he?
”所以这个非常有意思呢，魔鬼他知道主耶稣基督是谁，是不是呢？
The world pretends to be ignorant of Jesus, but the devil knows who he is.
这个事件的假装呢，不理啊，忽视主耶稣，但是魔鬼却知道。
So verse 29 says that Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him. And he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness.
29节说，是因耶稣曾吩咐巫灵从那人身上出来，因为这巫灵常常抓住他，他常被人看守，又被铁链和脚镣捆锁，他竟把锁链挣断，被这鬼赶到旷野去。
So we would normally call this man a wild man.
所以呢，我们通常呢，把这一个人呢，这样的人称为野人。
A man of supernatural power.
一个人呢，他有那个自然的、超自然的力量。
A man of supernatural evil.
这一个人呢，就是有超自然的这个魔鬼。
And the devil has many such men in the world today. They're often more sophisticated in appearance, but they're just as evil.
因为就是魔鬼呢，在世界上有很多这样的属于他的人。这些人呢，看起来呢，非常的就是说是一般，但是呢，他们却拥有这样的魔鬼的权利。
So the description goes on now. Verse 30 says, Jesus asked him, saying, What is your name?
第三节就是说。
Excuse me. And he said, Legion, because many demons had entered into this man.
第三十节呢，说耶稣问他说：“你叫什么名字？”他说：“叫军团。”这是因为有许多鬼进到了他里面。
Now, verse 31 says, they begged him, that is the devils, begged Jesus that he would not command them to go out into the abyss.
第31节，他们就是魔鬼，就央求耶稣不要吩咐他们到无底坑里去。
In scripture, the abyss is a name for the punishment and the place where the punishment for the devil is held. It's the place of departed spirits where judgment befalls and imprisonment befalls the devil and his angels.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，在圣经里面，这个无底坑呢，无底坑呢，它实际上是那一个地方，也就是地狱，它是给那个魔鬼专门让魔鬼的那个巫灵和他们邪灵呢被囚禁在里面的。这个无底坑里，通常呢，就是说是魔鬼和他的那些跟随他的那些邪恶的堕落天使。
So they said to Jesus, please don't send us to the abyss yet. They knew they were going there eventually, but they didn't want to be sent there yet.
他们说呢，就是不要吩咐我们现在就到无底坑去。他们知道，他们最终呢都会进到无底坑里去，只是他们现在不想去。
Verse 32, now a herd of many swine or pigs was feeding there on the mountain. And they, the devils, begged Jesus that he would permit them to enter the pigs, and he permitted them to do that.
32节说，那里有一大群猪在山上吃食，他们央求耶稣准他们进入猪群里，耶稣准了他们。
Why would there be a herd of pigs in the land of the Gadarenes?
为什么在这个加大拿呢，有一大群的猪呢？
The Jews were not to eat pigs.
犹太人他们不吃猪肉。
They'd been commanded definitely don't have anything to do with pigs.
所以他们呢，就是被命令的，肯定呢不要跟猪有任何的关系。
Why were they there?
那为什么那里有猪呢？
Well, they may very well have been Girgashite pigs, Canaanite pigs.
他们有可能就是格拉森的猪，是加拿人的猪，加拿人的猪。
Or they may have been owned by the Jewish Gadarenes because they didn't really care much about God anymore. They were a long way from him physically in terms of how easy to get to Jerusalem, but they were a long way away from God in heart.
所以这里面呢，就是有可能呢，也是那个格拉森的那些犹太人，他们已经不再关心神了，他们的离神已经很远了。不管说是他们的身体还是他们的内心，他们内心离神非常的远，所以他们也不再去耶路撒冷城了，所以他们很容易就养猪了。
So, what was wrong with this country?
这个国家出了什么问题呢？
Well, number one, the demons were there in far greater power than they should have been.
这个第一个呢，就是说是那些魔鬼在那里呢，他们拥有的那个权力呢，远远超过他们不该拥有的。
And number two, the Jewish people who should have been followers of God were far more content with doing evil than doing good. They should never have had pigs in the country.
因为第二个呢，就是那个地上的犹太人呢，他们呢已经远离了神，远离了神呢，他们呢已经呢就是说是和这些魔鬼呢和那邪恶的人呢搞在一起，他们不应该允许他们这片土地上有猪群。
Verse 33, then the demons went out of the man and entered the pigs. And the herd of pigs ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned.
第33节说，众鬼就从那人身上出来，进入猪里，于是那猪群就狂奔，闯下山崖，屠在湖里，淹死了。
So, was that good or bad?
这是好的还是不好的？
Well, I guess it'd be kind of bad if you owned the pigs.
所以我认为呢，坦率说，如果你想要猪，这个就非常糟了。
I don't know how much a pig costs, but if a pig costs $100 and there were 2,000 of them, then what's that? $200,000 worth of pigs. That's a
因为
lot of money.
我说，那如果一头猪呢值100块钱，那么这你要2到3千头猪，那么说那这一共值多少钱呢？得20-30万，这个是很大的一笔钱。
Is that good or bad?
这是好的还是不好？
Well, it's not so bad because they got rid of the pigs. Those pigs weren't supposed to be there in the first place. The Lord Jesus allowed the pigs to get driven out of the country.
我认为呢，其实呢也不是那么坏，因为呢，其实呢，本来呢，他们就不应该拥有猪，所以那些猪呢，在那个土地上呢就消失了，他们本来就不应该在那里养猪。
It's true, isn't it? When there's compromise in the life, there are consequences, there are penalties to be paid, and the penalties often cost a lot of money.
因为这个也是个事实。当你呢在人生中出现妥协的时候呢，就会有后果，就会有惩罚。这样的后果和惩罚呢，通常呢会花费很多的钱。
Okay, don't live in the land of the Gadarenes. Cross over Jordan. Get over into the land where you should be. Move close to Jerusalem and spend a lot of time with God and his people.
所以呢，不要住在那个加大拿那个地方呢，要穿过这个约旦河，去到那一边，和神的子民住在一起，靠近耶路撒冷城。
Okay, well, this is a pretty eventful day. Jesus does not usually inflict punishment upon the disobedient, as you read him in the New Testament Gospels.
所以这个里面是非常特别的一天呢，因为主耶稣基督呢，通常呢被对那些悖逆的和不顺服的，主耶稣基督通常呢他不会去实施那个对他们的惩罚。当你读新约的时候。
But here he does inflict punishment. He allows the devil to inflict punishment. And it's obvious that these people are upset.
所以在这里呢，他实行了惩罚，他当然呢就是什么魔鬼被惩罚了，但是这些拥有猪的这些人呢，他们就非常的沮丧。
So, verse 34, when those who fed the pigs saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. They went off in all directions, telling what an amazing thing had happened.
这个里面第34节说，放猪的看见这事就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，所以那么到处去跟别人讲这些一个奇妙的事情发生了。
Verse 35, then they went out to see what had happened.
第35节说，众人出来要看是什么事儿，
Who would the they be?
那个他们是谁呢？
Well, probably the owners of the pigs would want to know what happened.
有可能是那些猪啊群的那个拥有者，他们想知道发生了什么。
And the city fathers would have wanted to know what happened because somebody's going to have to pay for those pigs.
因为那个城市里的那些人呢，他们也要出来看，因为这个猪的那个价钱必须有人付。
And the curious would go out to see what happened because who's ever heard of such a thing?
那些好奇的人呢，他也会出来看，因为他们从来没有听到过这么奇怪的事。
When they came, verse 35, when they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
第35节说，到了耶稣那里，看见鬼所离开的那人坐在耶稣脚前，穿着衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。
It's interesting, isn't it? It's a common thing to be afraid in the presence of God.
就这个非常有意思呢，就是说是，在神的面前呢，惧怕是一个非常普遍的事情。
They were afraid when God met them in the land of with the wilderness at Mount Sinai in Exodus 20 when the law was given. They were afraid of God then.
因为这个里面在那个旷野里面，当那个出埃及记2章里，他们在那个山上呢，主啊赐给他们律法的时候呢，他们在山下呢非常的惧怕。
And when the Christians The believers met the Lord Jesus and the angels in Scripture very, very often. They were afraid when they met them. It's scary. It's a fearful thing, we're told, to fall into the hands of the living God.
因为当那个我们在读到那个我们在圣经里读到的碰到主的时候碰到主的天使的时候呢，就是说是他们也是非常的害怕。那么落在永生神之手里的是多么令人害怕的事情。But
remember now, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
也记住呢，敬畏神是智慧的开端。So
if you find yourself in a fearful state in the presence of the Lord, say, listen, Lord, I want to learn from this experience. It's true, I'm afraid. Help me learn.
这个里面就是这个也是个事实。当你出现在主的面前的时候呢，就是说你感到极其的惧怕的时候，你有敬畏的时候呢，你不仅仅说是你要害怕，你要跟主说呢，我想从学到更多的关于主的事情。
So verse 36 says, they also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon possessed was healed.
在26节说，看见这事的便将被鬼附着的人怎么得了医治，告诉他们。
I'm not sure that these people who came to see Jesus really knew much about the healing of the demoniac.
因为我不是很确定这些人呢来看主耶稣基督呢，他们是不是知道，就是说主耶稣基督把这个魔鬼呢给赶出去了？
Why did they come to see Jesus?
他们为什么来看主耶稣呢？
Because they'd lost their pigs.
因为他们呢就是失去了他们的猪群。
Were they really concerned about the fact that the demoniac had been healed?
因为他们真的关心那个被鬼附着的人被治愈了吗？
Well, in part, but probably not. They were more concerned about their loss of money and the loss of their pigs.
也有可能就是说是他们是会这样，但是他们更关心的是他们失去了他们钱上的损失，他们猪的损失。
But to their credit, these people, when they got to Jesus and saw this man, they began to put the story together as to the how and why it happened.
但事实上呢，就是当他们来到这里时候，他们看到这个被鬼附的人被治愈的时候呢，他们就开始呢把这些故事呢组合在一起，组合在一起呢，他们就开始知道到底发生了什么了。
Verse 37 says, then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear, and he got into a boat and returned.
第37节说，加大拿的四围的众人因害怕的很，都求耶稣离开他们。耶稣就上船回去了。
Were these people glad that the Lord Jesus had been there and delivered this poor demoniac from the terrors that had befallen him?
所以这个里面就是这些人呢，他们是不是非常的高兴主耶稣基督去到那里，把这个被魔鬼附着的人，把他从他的极大的恐惧和害怕中，把他从鬼附的这样的痛苦中解脱出来了呢？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是的。
They didn't care about the man. They cared about the pigs.
他们才不关心那个人，他们关心的是他们的猪群。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想得出来吗？
And you know, there are a lot of people in our world today who are more interested in saving the whales and saving the trees than they are in saving the people.
你知道，我们就是说，当今世界上呢，有很多人呢，他们更关心的是怎么去拯救鲸鱼，怎么去拯救那个森林，而不是关心怎么样去救人。Our
thinking is turned upside down, just as the thinking of these people was turned upside down. And it's interesting, verse 37 says, it's the whole multitude who were against Jesus.
这个里面就是说，是我们的这个世界的想法完全颠倒了，就像当时这个故事里这些人的他们的想法也颠倒了。这意思是说，在37节那篇章有意思，说是有一大群人呢都在反对耶稣。
It's true. The whole multitude here love money and sin more than they love the Savior and the men who were amongst them.
这个里面呢，就是这个也是个事实，在这个故事里面的这些人呢，他们更爱钱，更爱他们的那个罪，超过了爱主耶稣，超过了爱救主和他周围的人。
So we've read two stories this evening about the opposition to the work of God.
另外就是说，我们今天晚上呢读了两个故事，都是关于呢反抗神的工作的故事。
Story number one was the storm that befell these people, these disciples, as they were going to the land of the Gadarenes.
第一个故事呢，就是说是这个当时呢，这些门徒们呢，他们呢在船上要过到这个加达拿的这片土地上起了风暴。
Story number two is the defeat of the opposition to the work of God there by the devil himself.
这个里面就是说是这个里头呢，就是说是去消灭了，就是反抗主神的工作的这样的一个事情，一个故事呢，是魔鬼他自己干。And
so many people, looking at these two stories, have put them together and put them together in this way.
所以呢，很多人呢把这两个故事呢把它放在一起，用这种方式放在一起。
They said the devil knew that the Lord Jesus would find this man and that he would be delivered from the power of the devil, and therefore the devil would be defeated.
就是这个，他们说呢，这个魔鬼呢，他知道主耶稣基督呢要通过这个湖来到这片土地上，把这个魔鬼呢从这个被鬼附的人身上赶出去。赶出去呢，这个时候呢，魔鬼自己要被打败了。
And so the devil said, I'm gonna stop these men from going to the land of the Gadarenes. I'll drown them in the lake if I can, or at least I'll get them to turn around and go back because of the storm that I'll send.
对，他们说那魔鬼说呢，我要阻止这些人呢，就是到达这片土地上，就是说是如果说呢，我引起这个风暴，能把他们淹死，那就更好了。如果淹不死，他们至少呢也可以掉着头回去。
So, in a wonderful way, the devil was defeated in both stories.
这一种奇妙的方式，在两个故事里呢，魔鬼都被打败了。
Now, of course, the question is, does the devil have the ability to send a storm?
现在问题是呢，就是魔鬼呢，他有这样的能力兴起风暴吗？
And if you go back and read the story of Job, you'll find that the devil does have great authority. And I can't remember, I think he did send a windstorm and a fire, did he not, in the book of Job to try to discourage Job?
因为我知道呢，在约伯记里呢，其实这个魔鬼呢，他真的有这样的权利，权力兴起风暴，或者说降下火，把那个烧毁约伯的东西，以便让约伯灰心。
The devil is very powerful. He's a liar, and he will do all kinds of things to get his own way and to defeat the work of God. And so often you will find big things arrayed against you, and you say, how did this happen? And very often the simple answer is, the devil sent it.
因为这个魔鬼呢，他是非常的有能力的。有能力的通常呢，他会兴起一些事情呢，去就是说去破坏神的工作。你会通常会发现呢，在你的人生里呢，有一些非常艰难的时刻和这样的风暴，其实呢都是魔鬼他所兴起的。
So what do you do?
那你应该怎么做呢？
Verse 38. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged Jesus that he might be with Jesus. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your own house and tell what great things God had done for you.
正儿八经说，那鬼所离开的那人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣却答复他回去说呢，你回自己家去说，讲说神为你所做的何等的大事，他就去了，满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等的大事。
But you can understand that. The man basically said, I don't want to be around here anymore. These people, all these people that we've been talking about, they love the pigs more than they do me. I don't want to be with these people.
你可以去想象这个人的处境。他说呢，我不想再待在这里了，我不想待在这片土地上了，因为我周围的人呢，他们更关心猪而不关心我。
I want to go to be with you, Jesus. That's what they would say.
他说呢，我也想和您在一起，耶稣，这是他说的。
And the Lord said, No, I got a better job for you.
女主说，不，我有一个更好的工作要你去做。
He said, I want you to go back home. You're the demoniac. You go back home and you tell what great things God has done for you.
女主说呢，我要你回自己家去，因为就是说你被鬼附着的，鬼附着了以后呢，你要，现在治好了，你要回到你家去，讲说神为你做了何等的大事。
And what's he do? The end of verse 39. And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him.
那这个人做的什么呢？第三节就说呢，他就去满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事儿。
Simple obedience. Tell the people what God has done for you.
以简单的这样的顺服，去告诉其他的人，神在你身上做了何等的大事儿。
That's the responsibility of every Christian, isn't it?
也就是每一个基督徒他们应该的职责，是不是呢？
The Lord saves you. You say, I'm going to go back home, tell people what Jesus did for me.
意思就是说，是主呢拯救了你，你说呢，我要回到自己家里去，告诉周围的人呢，主在我身上行了何等大的事儿。
Not always an easy thing to do.
这并不是一件容易的去做的事情。
Not always what you would like to do. This isn't what the demoniac wanted to do. He wanted just to go with Jesus.
你这个里面呢，就是说是这个不仅仅对你来说不容易去做，那对那个魔鬼来说，他也不想要你去做，他只是不想要你跟主耶稣基督
But
同
the Lord sent him to do what God wanted him to do. And he went and told everyone in the city about all the wonderful things God had done for him. It was easy for him to talk about it because they could all see that he was a different man. He was even wearing clothes.
这个里面呢，就是说是对他来说呢，他就去了，他就照着主说的话呢，满城去传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事儿。这个呢，对他来说呢，因为对比较有说服力，因为他现在甚至说呢，他们知道他被鬼附着，那么现在看到他呢，到处说话，甚至他都穿上衣服了。
So now, verse 40.
来看第40节。
It says, So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him.
于是，解说耶稣回来的时候，众人欢喜迎接他，因为他们都等候他。
So I've always had trouble knowing precisely where verse 40 refers to.
因为我总是呢，就是有这样的麻烦，我不知道这个第40节到底指的是哪个地方。
Did it refer to the fact that he had gone back to probably Capernaum? Because verse 37 ends with the phrase, and he got into a boat and returned.
你这个是不是他回到了湖的对面的加百农去了呢？因为第37节讲，他说那耶稣上船就回去了。
So if verse 37, 40, if verse 40 means when Jesus returned to Capernaum, along with the logic of verse 37, the multitude welcomed him. That is probably what happened.
在这个里面，如果遵照37节的逻辑说呢，耶稣回来的时候是回到加百农的时候呢，那么众人欢喜迎接他，这个应该是有可能发生的。
They welcomed him when he went back to home. They didn't welcome him in the land of the Gadarenes, but they did welcome him back in Capernaum.
与众人欢喜迎接他。当他回到那个加百农这片地上的时候，当主耶稣基督在加大拿的时候，那里的人并没有欢迎他。
But verse 40 could mean that when he returned to the land of the Gadarenes sometime later, that they welcomed him there.
但是40节呢，有可能也指的是呢，就是稍后的一段时间，主耶稣都回到加大拿那个地方，那么那片土地上的人呢，欢迎他。
And if that were the case, and I'm certainly not sure that it is, but if that were the case, then I think the reason would have been that the testimony of this man was so powerful that the people began to turn to Jesus because of his testimony. Good man.
如果是这样的一个情况呢，不是很确定是不是这种情况。但是如果是这种情况下呢，那就证明了这个主耶稣基督治愈的这个被鬼附的人呢，他出去所做的见证呢，非常有力量。那么说呢，很多人呢开始在转移他们罪信的主。那么主耶稣基督再来的时候呢，他们就来出来迎接他。
So I think probably the former is the accurate understanding there, but it could have been that the same was true in the if he'd returned to this country because of the testimony of this demoniac who got saved.
这个里面就是说，我认为呢，第一个呢，就是假设的比较合理。那么说呢，如果说呢，就是说是第二个假设，就是因为那个被魔鬼附着的人呢，被救了以后呢，他所做的见证呢，大大的有效呢，他回到这片土地上也是有可能的。
And so we got another story now, verse 41.
接下来我们有另外一个故事，第41节。
It says, Behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged Jesus.
因为你们第41节说，看哪，有一个管会堂的，名叫雅鲁，乃俯伏在耶稣脚前，求耶稣到他家里去，因他有一个独生女儿，有12岁，快要死了。当耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。
So, the former story about the demoniac is the story of those who had rejected Jesus. This is a wonderful story of this man who had accepted him and needed his help.
所以第一个呢，故事呢讲前面的故事讲到的是那些呢拒绝主耶稣基督的那些人，那么说这个故事讲到的呢，就是说是那些呢已经接受了主耶稣基督为救主的人呢，需要主的帮助。
He came to the Lord Jesus and he said, Could you please come and save my daughter? And the Lord Jesus said, Yes.
所以他来到主耶稣基督说呢，求您呢去到我家呢拯救我的女儿。主耶稣基督说我去。
Well, that's a wonderful promise. We read in the Bible the fact that the Lord will answer our prayers, and then we pray, and the Lord says, Yes, I'll answer your prayer.
因为就是发现，在这圣经里的，这也是一些非常奇妙的故事。当在我们的人生中呢，当我们向主耶稣基督祷告的时候呢，主耶稣要求主耶稣基督回应我们的祷告的时候呢，主耶稣基督说：“是的，我会回应你的祷告。”
Verse 43, an interference comes in. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped.
43节说，有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有一人能医好她。她来到耶稣背后，抚摸他的衣裳穗子，他的血漏立刻就止住了。
So the question now is, what happens in the Christian life when the plan A is in position and there's an interference that is introduced? And the question is, do you shut off the interference or do you deal with the interference and interrupt plan A?
这个里面就说是啊，那么说呢，在我们的人生中呢，通常呢，我们就有这样的一个 A 计划。A 计划呢，当这个 A 计划实施的时候呢，就是说是突然出现了一些什么事情，那个中断了你这个 A 计划。那么说呢，你是去面对这些中断的事情去解决它呢，还是中断你的 A 计划呢？
Now, the Christian often finds interference in his life, doesn't he?
这个呢，就是说是基督徒们通常呢，就发现，在他们人生中呢，有这样的干扰，是不是呢？
And the Christian says, "This is what I think I should do. I'm going to do this," and you get started, and you get stopped.
就这个基督徒说呢，这是我认为这是我应该开始去做的事情，所以他就开始去做，开始去做呢，中间出现一个问题，他就停了。
And I'm thinking right now of the story of Ron Edgecombe.
因为这听到让埃及恐怖的故事。
And he had plans to go to Argentina for January, February, March because he's got family there and worked for God there. And he went to serve the Lord in Argentina. That was his plan.
因为他计划呢是在1月份、2月份、3月份呢，他要去到阿根廷。阿根廷呢，因为他在那里服侍主啊，他的家人呢也在那里。
And a week ago, he got pneumonia, had to go to the hospital, and he had to cancel his trip to Argentina.
对，一个星期之前呢，他得了那个，就是说是啊，那个就是肺炎。那他是这个时候呢，他必须呢，就是取消他去到阿根廷的这个计划。
And instead of being in Argentina tonight, visiting his grandchildren, he's in hospital.
并没有呢。本来今天晚上他应该在阿根廷跟他的孙子辈的人在一起，但是他却住在医院里。
Here in Vancouver. That's a big disappointment for him.
就是在温哥华的医院里，这对他来说是一个极大的失望。
And so you sort of say, well, all is well and good, but I really wanted to do this, and now I can't.
因为我所计划的就是要做这做那，我所想做的，我能做的都是这些，但是现在呢，我却做不到。
But it's interesting that what happened. Was that the work that he had, that this man Jairus had planned, the work that he had planned be done for him was interrupted by the fact that Jesus had to do good work for another.
所以现在是计划呢，是这个叫雅鲁的人呢，他有一个计划的计划是呢，要请主耶稣基督去治愈他女儿。那么说呢，现在呢，这个计划呢被打断了，打断了主耶稣基督呢，现在呢必须呢要去医治另外一个人。
So verse 45 says, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those about him said, "Master, some multitude throng you and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'"
45节说，耶稣说：“谁摸我？”众人都否认。彼得和同行的人都说：“师傅，众人如拥挤靠着你，你还问谁摸我吗
But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me." For I perceive power going out from me.
？”46节，耶稣说：“呢，有人摸了我，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。”
Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him, and immediately, or sorry, and how she was healed immediately.
47节说呢，那女人见自己不能隐藏，就战战兢兢的来俯伏在耶稣面前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得了医治，当着众人都说出来。
And verse 48 says, and he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace."
48节说，耶稣对他说：“女儿，放心，你的信心使你痊愈了，平安的去吧。”
So this short story takes about a minute to read.
因为这个短的故事呢，花了我们1分钟来读。
How long do you think it took in practice?
你认为在实际的过程中花了多长时间呢？
The Lord Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house.
你主耶稣都在去耶鲁的那个路上。
He met this, this woman met him. She reached out and touched him.
这个女人呢，在路上碰到了他，她伸手去摸他。
And then he starts talking to all the people around him.
然后他在周围的所有的人呢，开始说话。
And then he starts talking to her.
然后开始跟他说话，
How long might that have taken?
这个要花多长时间呢？
Well, probably more than a minute.
有可能超过1分钟。
It could have taken half an hour, could easily have taken an hour. We don't know all the interruptions that came, but this was one major interruption on this particular occasion.
因为这里面呢，有可能半个小时，也有可能非常容易的1个小时。那么说，我们不知道，我们知道的是，就是说是在这样一个过程中呢，有一个打断，在这样的一个主要的事件中呢，出现了这样一个打断。
And you can imagine the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, saying, I wish you hadn't stopped and started talking to that woman. My daughter is dead. You're too late, Lord. My daughter's dead.
因为里面，我认为呢，这个雅鲁呢，他可能说呢，主啊，这个您呢，不应该在路上呢耽误这么长时间，不应该去跟他们说话，因为我的女儿呢已经死了，不然的话就太晚了，我女儿已经死了。
So, verse 49, while he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher.
所以第49节说呢，还说话的时候，有人从管会堂家里来，跟他说：“你的女儿死了，不要麻烦师傅了。
This man was a considered man. He was a gentlemanly man. And he said to the Lord, you don't have to come anymore now. My daughter's dead. You've got other things to do. You don't need to come.
”因为这个人呢，他是一个非常的讲道理的人，是一个非常的绅士的人，所以他说呢，那现在我女儿已经死了，就是说呢，您呢不用再麻烦到我家去看她了，您还有其他事情要去做。
I guess there's a lot of people in life who've said, Lord, the problem is you are too late.
因为我认为很多人呢，对主说呢，主啊，这问题是呢，您来得太晚了。
Is the Lord ever too late?
主有没有太晚呢？
No.
不会。
We often are too late, but he's not too late. You pray, you say, Lord, help me, in spite of the fact that it looks to you like it's all too late.
第六个就是说是我们觉得呢，我们通常会比较晚，太晚。那主呢，绝对不会太晚。所以呢，就是说是我们要跟主呢祷告说，主啊，我们啊，求您来帮助我，帮助我。就算是在我们眼里看着太晚的时候呢，在您眼里不晚，您来帮助我们。
Here's something. If you wanted the Lord to do something for you, and the Lord said, I will do that, but I've got to do something for someone else first, would you say, No, Lord, I'm more important than that other person?
其实你是这样一件事情，如果你跟主说，你说主啊，我求您来帮助我啊，帮助我呢，主说好吧，我们来帮助你。那么说呢，在我帮助你之前呢，我先要去帮助其他的人，你会不会说呢？你说主啊，我是最重要的，求您先帮助我呢？
Oh, we got to be humble enough to say, Lord, if you want to do something good for someone else while you're on your way to doing something good for me, you take your time, you do it for them. But Lord, just remember, get to me eventually, please.
所以呢，你不会那样去说，你要足够的谦卑。你说主啊，就是当您呢来要帮助我的，在您的路上呢，如果说呢，你觉得呢有其他的任何的事情，您要在他们身上去行那样的善事的话呢，您就去行吧。但是呢，最终呢，不要忘了我，最终还是要到我这里来帮助我。
Verse 50, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well.
50节说，耶稣听见就对他说：“不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得痊愈。
Do you remember God is never too late. He will do what he will do. He will answer your prayer. God is never too late.
也记住，神呢永远不会太晚，他将会在你身上去做他要做的事，他会回应答应你的祷告，他永远不会太晚。
So that's basically the end of our scheduled time this evening. And it's not the end of the story.
这基本上是我们今天学习的时间到了，但是故事却没有结尾。
What was the great lesson in the first story we read?
因为我们在第一个故事里读到的这样一个大的功课是什么？
There's a storm on the lake. Only believe. Keep on believing.
因为在湖上呢有风暴，所以呢你要坚持相信，你只能相信。
And this story, there's a daughter who's dying. Don't worry. Only believe. Keep on believing even if she dies.
因为这个故事里面的这个人的女儿呢要死了，所以呢，你要一直保持相信，就算你的女儿死了，也要相信。
What is the great responsibility of the Christian?
所以基督徒的最大的责任是什么呢？
Keep on praying. Keep on believing.
要一直祷告，一直要相信。
And just because everything goes wrong doesn't mean to say that you stop believing. You keep on praying and you keep on believing.
就算一切事情呢，就是方向已经不对了，不朝着不好的方向发展，其实呢，你还是要相信，你还是要去信靠，就是。
And let God do His great and glorious work. Keep on praying and keep on believing.
因为去让神去做他伟大的工作，你要一直祷告，一直相信。Well,
let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you for these encouragements we read in the Bible.
主啊，我们要感谢您呢，我们在这个圣经里读到的，对我们的极大的鼓励。It's
true that the work of God often meets great opposition.
所以呢，这个也是个事实呢。那个神的工作呢，通常呢遇到极大的抵抗。And
it's also true, Lord, that the work of God often meets with great interference.
所以主啊，这个也是，就是呢，是神的工作呢，通常呢也会被打断。But
we want to thank you that our God is greater than the opposition and greater than the interference. And our God is going to fulfill His promises.
所以我们非常感恩的是呢，就是说是我们的神呢，他呢远远呢超过那个反抗的力量，他远远超过那些打败我们的那样的力量，所以我们要祷告相信。So
we thank you for the assurance and the comfort of the Word of God.
所以感谢呢神的那种神的话的保障和对我们的安慰。
Lord, help us to continue to believe.
最主要就是求您帮助我们继续的去相信。So
Lord, our prayer is that you'll give us a good day today, a good day tomorrow. We want to honor you this weekend.
最主要就是我们祷告是呢，您赐给我们美好的今天和美好的明天。我们在这个周末呢，我们要把荣耀归给您。And
we pray for each one in each of our difficult situations. Lord, keep us just humbly praying and believing, we ask.
主啊，求您呢，就是说，在我们这样人，我们自己人生艰苦的时候、困难的时候呢，求您呢帮助我们，帮助我们，让我们呢，就是一直祷告，一直相信。And
we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向着感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.